Your podcast name is one of the first impressions your show makes on a potential listener, and getting it right can make all the difference in attracting your dream clients and growing your podcast audience. And it's the one thing that podcasting business owners get wrong. They often think about what they want to convey rather than what will resonate most with their target audience. So in today's episode, we're diving into the role your podcast name plays in attracting new listeners, tips to help you brainstorm your perfect podcast name, and what you can do if you already have a podcast and recently rebranded, or maybe you're not planning to rebrand right now. No matter where you're at in your podcasting journey, you're going to want to stick around to hear these actionable tips that you can implement right away and see growth. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high-quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. Now, before we dive into all the tips for choosing the perfect podcast name, I really want you to understand and take away why your podcast name is so important. So as business owners, we often think about the customer journey, right? From when someone finds us to when they become a client. And your podcast listener follows a very similar journey. So whether or not they find your podcast in their podcast listening app, maybe they see your promo post on social media, maybe it's word of mouth, right? Either which way, there are certain things that they're looking for to help them to decide whether or not your show is for them. And they're making that decision in less than 3 seconds. Yes, literally less than 3 seconds. And so your podcast name is one of the most important things. So of course, if they're searching through the app, it will be your cover art that captures their attention. This is why we talk about using, you know, large font. We want to use bright colors so that you stand out from the other podcasts in the app. But second to like your cover art is your podcast name. If your cover art and your podcast name doesn't capture their attention in those 3 seconds that I talk about, you're going to lose them. So how do you go about choosing a podcast name that ticks all the right boxes? So I want to firstly say that your name should succinctly convey what your show is about. We want to make it really easy for your ideal listeners to find you. And we also want you to stand out from all the other podcasts in your niche, right? As much as I think we're at 2.7 or 2.8 million podcasts, not all of them are live, right? As in, not all of them are releasing episodes on a regular basis, but the hosts still choose to leave them up because, you know, they bring traffic to their business. So it makes sense. But that means that the apps are busy. And so we really want to make sure that your show stands out and speaks to your target audience. So it really starts with clearly understanding your ideal listener. And if you're podcasting for business, I've said this before, your ideal listener is your ideal client. So we want to get really clear on who's going to be tuning in to your podcast. We also want to get clear on your podcast niche. So what are you going to be talking about? Really, really clear. Like, this is something that I work with my strategy clients, and we go through the six phases of my framework first before we even talk about their podcast name. And it's through going through my framework that most of my clients realize that the name that they had their heart set on just doesn't work. And I think this is where people go wrong. I like to compare it to like a puzzle. There's so many different pieces and all those pieces connect. It can just take one little piece to be in the wrong slot and your podcast won't get the results that you're looking for. And your podcast name is definitely one of those important pieces. And so we want to get really clear on your ideal listener. We want to get clear on your podcast niche, your podcast topic. And then we can then start brainstorming potential names that really capture the essence of your podcast. So let's walk through some tips, best practices for coming up with a podcast name that resonates with your listeners so that they can't wait to hit play, but you as the host absolutely love as well, because that's important. So here are the 8 tips for choosing the best, perfect, memorable, compelling podcast name. Number one, your podcast name should be searchable. A lot of people don't realize that the podcast listening apps, so Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, right? Wherever you listen to podcasts, they would normally have a search button. And podcast listeners like myself will use, when they're looking for a solution to their problem, will go to their podcast listening app or Google, because you can search for something on Google and podcasts are showing up now in those results, right? And so there are people who use Google, of course, as a search engine, but they might also use Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc., to find a podcast episode that's going to help them solve their problem. And so the most powerful thing you can do is to include a keyword that your audience would search for in your podcast name, so that when your ideal listener / ideal client puts that keyword into the podcast playing app or in Google, your podcast is top of results. So that's number one, making sure that your podcast name is searchable. And then we want to make sure that your podcast name is relatable. So say, for example, you are a business coach, you work with moms. This is where the name and the cover art comes into play. Maybe on your cover art, you have chosen a picture with your littles in the background. Like, that's totally acceptable, right? But immediately, if they see your cover art, your podcast in a podcast player app, like, ooh, that's relatable. And then the name gives it that extra oomph. So maybe it's raising babies in biz, right? We want to make sure it really relates to who it is that you want your podcast to speak to. We also want to make sure that your podcast name captures what your podcast is about. So this kind of ties in with the relatability. But what I really want to make clear here is your podcast name should be clear over cute. I have been in a lot of Facebook groups in my 3 years in this podcasting space, and some of the names that I've seen are so like, what? That has nothing whatsoever to do with what you're, that tells me nothing. So I know it might be like, oh, that's a bit boring, but I promise you, clear will always win over cute, fancy, clever names. Just keep it simple. Boring is best. We also want your podcast name to align with your brand. And so when I say this, one of the ways, and I'm going to share some other ways later on, but one of the ways you can name your podcast is after your business or maybe after your program. So as you know, I hope you know, the name of my business is Too Busy to Podcast, but interesting fun fact is Too Busy to Podcast was actually my podcast name. So back when I started out as a virtual assistant, the name of my business was Hands On Virtual Solutions. I started my podcast and I spent 3 to 4 weeks trying to come up with a name that was different, that was relatable. And I actually worked for a coach who in 30 minutes helped me come up with Too Busy to Podcast. So that was the name of my show for quite a long time. I want to say at least 18 months, if not 2 years. But it's a little bit more, people related to it because they were like, oh my goodness, I love your name. I am indeed too busy to podcast. But guess what? It wasn't really searchable. And that's okay. My current name, the Podcast to Amplify Show, no one's really searching Podcast to Amplify, but there are other places within my podcast that I have made searchable. And so my podcast often comes up for other search terms. So it's just about getting the balance. So all these tips I'm sharing, you might not be able to hit each and every single one, right? But we want to do the best that we can. So aligning with your brand could be your business name, or it could be your program name. Like back in episode, I forget which number, but I had a conversation with one of my clients, Bella, And her podcast is called The CEO Hotline. That was the name of one of her or her signature program. It has since changed, but when we worked together last summer, that felt right to her. And she had like really, really good brand photos, like it all aligned, it all made sense. So if you have, again, that's not something that is searchable, but maybe you do have a program name that is searchable or a business name that's searchable. And by naming your podcast after your program name or your business name really reinforces your authority, your brand authority as well. We also want to make sure that your podcast name is easy to say and remember. Now, this is for you, but also for your ideal listener. You're going to be saying your podcast name a lot. You might be saying, welcome to XYZ podcast in every episode. When you're networking, you want to be able to, you know, say it, share it with others. And so we don't want to be stumbling over your name. We also don't want to make it too complicated or too difficult for your ideal listeners to repeat to their friends, right? And so we want to make sure that it's easy to say and it's memorable. Next point is we want to keep it succinct. The perfect podcast name is between 3 and 5 words. Too many words on your cover art is going to be super, super distracting. Your cover art is a very small square. So when you look at your podcast player app, you'll notice that all the squares are really, really small. And so we don't want to add too much. The only words should be your podcast name. It should be your name as the host and potentially a tagline, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But as you can tell, there's a lot going on in a small square. And so we want to keep your podcast name succinct. And the final tip is to ensure that your podcast name is available. Now, when I say this, I want you to do some checks, right? You will see that there are a few, I've noticed it. There are definitely a lot of podcasts out there with the same name. But when I work with my clients and what I want to share with you is that I highly do not recommend this. You also want to make sure that the names aren't trademarked, they're not copyrighted. But the main reason for this is it can cause confusion. I want you to think about, you know, you go to a networking group and you tell someone about your podcast. And yeah, you might drop it in the chat, but if it's memorable, right, they might then remember it later on and pop it into their podcast listening platform. And then if your name is the same as someone else's, but they can't remember your personal name, they might get confused, especially if the name, the other podcast is in the same niche as you. We don't want that confusion. And I know that sounds like it might be a really small percentage, like a small chance of happening, but it can happen. And so thinking about, like I said earlier, we really want your podcast to stand out. And so why jump on the coattails of someone else? Like having the same name of someone else, especially when it comes to search, your podcast might not rank immediately, right? It might take you, you know, a couple episodes. It might take like lots of activity, engagement from your listeners. But when you do start to rank, it might be made harder if that other podcast who has the same name as you has been podcasting for a year or two, right? And they've found that traction. You might find that they're booting you out of the ranks and how the algorithm, that's a whole separate episode, but how the algorithm works is they're looking at different things. And so your name is part of that. And so that's why I always recommend, even if it's just a different word, we want to make sure that your podcast name is different. And to the point around trademark, copyright, do some checks. So whatever country you're located in, check your trademark office. Make sure that the name that you want to use hasn't been trademarked. Check the classes. I'm not a trademark attorney, right? But make sure you do your checks. I also like to check the podcast playing apps. I also like to check Google. Google specifically, because if someone's got a book with the same name as what you're thinking about naming your podcast, there is a likelihood that they might start a podcast, even if they've not got one now. You just don't want any problems. I worked with a client, was it last summer, the summer before, who was a year into her podcast, an entire year. She had over 50 episodes and someone came along and trademarked. Now, this is the other side of the coin, right? Some of these circumstances we can't really prepare for, but someone came along, sent her a cease and desist because they had trademarked the name for their own stuff, including the podcast. And so my second point would be, if it's a name you really love and it really aligns with your brand. So again, if it's your business name, your program name, you might want to think about trademarking it, because someone can come along and say to you, hey, stop. And you're going to have to stop. You're going to have to take down all those episodes. You're going to have to rebrand your show. It's just a complete pain in the butt. So make sure that you do those checks, that you pick a name that's available. That includes the domain name as well. I have the domain name for my show and then I redirect to my business website. Like, think about all the places. Your podcast is now a part of your business. Again, right? We don't want it to be a standalone. And so we want to make sure that we cover all your bases. Now, I want to break this down even further and share some examples with you. So here are a few different ways that you can name your show. So I talked about your business name, your program name, but another example would be, you know, saying exactly what it is. So an example of this would be a podcast called Mastering Business Operations. And maybe in the tagline, she makes it really clear who her ideal person is. So maybe it's small business owners. Maybe it's women coaches. Maybe it's real estate agents, right? But Mastering Business Operations, really, really clear, tells you exactly what you're going to get on the tin. The second way you can name your podcast is saying what it is and who it's for. Well, I kind of alluded to this earlier, but I love this podcast name. This isn't a client of mine, but a podcast that I listen to, Simple Content Marketing for Entrepreneurs. And you'll see that she has included a keyword, content marketing. Some might even say simple content marketing. Like, one of my favorite SEO podcasts is Simple SEO and something else with Faith Hanan. And I found her podcast because last year I wanted to up my game. I wanted to learn about SEO, but it always overwhelms me. And so I put Simple SEO in Apple Podcasts and her podcast was number one. Do you see the power of using the keywords that your ideal client will be looking for? I actually can't remember what the other bit, that's really terrible, but it's Simple SEO and something else. So that's a really good example, like saying what it is and who it's for. And then finally, it describes what your ideal clients want to be. It describes maybe what they want to do, or it describes what they want to have. So another podcast that I listened to by Jill is From Imposter to Empowered. Right. So this is specifically for women or men who are feeling like they're an imposter and they want to move from feeling that way to feeling like an empowered business owner. So it really describes what your ideal clients want to be, do, or have. And then some quick common pitfalls that I would love for you to avoid when naming your podcast. Number one, don't use your name. Please do not use your name. This is like epic fail. Unless you are a well-known personal brand like Oprah, like Amy, like Joe Rogan, like anyone, anywhere can put your name in Google because you're a household name. Otherwise, avoid it. When you start your podcast and you've built it up and, you know, you're successful, by all means, change it then. But starting out with your name is not a good move. And also thinking about searchability, relatability, yes, your name will resonate with your current audience. They already know you, but new listeners who might be scrolling through the app or scrolling through Instagram Reels, they don't know you. And so naming your show the Rosemary Calendar Podcast or the Rosemary Calendar Show isn't really telling them what they're going to get by tuning in. So they'll keep scrolling. And then we want to steer clear of generic names. Again, as I talked about, we want to really stand out from the competition. So while it might be tempting to get creative with spelling or pronunciation, I find that simple always works. You want your audience to find you easily, right? So keep it simple. And I think I kind of touched on this one anyway, but for emphasis, don't choose the same name as someone else. You're only going to cause confusion. And finally, before we wrap up, if you already have a podcast, because I wanted to create this podcast episode, no matter where you are in your podcasting journey. So if you already have a podcast and maybe you've just started and so you're not planning to rebrand anytime soon, that's fine. I have an additional tip for you. So if you look at my podcast in your podcast player app, you will see that it says the Podcast to Amplify Show, podcasting tips for women coaches, service providers, and something else. This can apply to you as well. It's what I call a name extension, your podcast name extension. And so the podcast name field is searchable. So you could put the name of your podcast as, have a look at mine, you'll see that I've got like a line, and then you can put, I usually say 5 to 6 words. You can then put those keywords that we talked about. Because what I don't want is to be like, oh my goodness, you've done it wrong. You have to go and change your cover art. No. I'm not trying to get you to spend money. If you've recently started your podcast, you're not planning to rebrand as yet, this is kind of a round the way method that you can use to still tap into podcast SEO until the time comes when you are ready to make those more permanent changes. So think about what those keywords are and plug them in at the end of your podcast name in your podcast hosting platform. Again, have a look at what mine looks like and follow that same format. Okay, so that's it for today's episode. I hope you found this episode helpful and you'll take some time to implement what I've shared here today. This episode is one that I have wanted to record for a while just because I have seen so many people post about which podcast name do you like the best? And none of them have really told me what your podcast is about. And so I wanted to create this as a resource for you, but a resource for every business owner who I might see post in the future, because your podcast name really, really, it can be make or break. And I know that might sound a little dramatic, but it's really the truth, because your podcast name serves as the first point of contact for potential listeners. It really sets the tone for their experience listening to your show. And so whilst it might sound a tad dramatic, which I'm known to be sometimes, it's really important that you get your podcast name right. So don't sleep on this episode. Take action. This is not an episode that I want you to listen to and do nothing. Like, you know, listen to it and then go back, make some notes, brainstorm some podcast name ideas that will resonate with your audience, that feel good to you. If you want me to like share my opinion, hit me up over on Instagram at TooBusyToPodcast, and I will definitely support you. Now, if you're looking for more podcast growth tips, you'll love my upcoming workshop, the Organic Podcast Discoverability Clinic. In this interactive workshop, I'm going to be teaching you how to optimize your podcast for search. So we've covered the podcast name in this episode, but there's at least 4 other areas that you can optimize so that your dream clients find you on autopilot. You'll also learn how to choose your keywords, create a keyword bank, and strategies for naming your podcast episodes. You'll also have the opportunity to ask me questions and get feedback on what we are working on during the workshop. Because of this hands-on implementation support, I'm limiting spots to just 20. So if you want to learn the secrets to organic podcast growth so that you can, you know, promote less on social media and just have your ideal podcast listeners finding you, you're going to want to be in this room. So head to toobusytopodcast.co.uk/workshop to book your spot. You can also find the link in the show notes. That's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Podcast to Amplify Show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners just like you are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.